if you had a sack of groceries and didn't have your car, you'd say you picked it up and
carried it home.
Anything else you'd say besides carried?
No, I don't think so.
Did you ever say toted it or lugged it or packed it?
No, I might say lugged it. Uh-huh. But I've heard tote, but I never used it. I might say lugged it.
Does lug give you the idea that it's something very heavy or clumsy?
Well, I'd say lugged. I would be more inclined to say lugged if it was a lot heavier, say, than a sack of groceries. Something really monstrous, I'd say, man, I lugged this thing all the way home.
Mm-hmm.
But something small, I'd just say carried it.
Mm-hmm. And you tell a child, now that stove is hot, so
don't touch it.
And if you needed a hammer, you tell someone, go
bring me a hammer.
And a game that children play where one child will be it and the other children will hide.
Hide and go seek.
What do they call the tree they can touch and be safe?
Base.
And in football, you run toward the
goal line.
And you say, that he wasn't really going to hit his little brother, but he showed him his fist and he was going to hit him.
Acted like he's going to.
Okay. And say if we were planning to meet in town, I'd say, well, there's no need to hurry. If I get there first, I'll
wait for you.
And if you're about to punish a child, he might ask you not to punish him. Just give me one more
chance.
And someone who always catches on to a joke, you'd say he's got a good sense of
humor.
And if you have, say, you've got termites, you'd say, well, I'm sure the exterminating company will
get rid of them.
Do you ever hear people say get shit on them?
Mm-hmm. I've heard it. Don't use it, but I've heard it.
It's sort of a
I think it's, I don't know whether they still use it or not. Don't use it much around here.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe more in another part of the country.
Is that kind of like that nary?
Yeah, probably so.
Mm-hmm.
Nary a one or get shit of them. Yeah.
And say a child left her pencil on the desk and came back and didn't find it there. She'd say, I bet somebody
took it.
Okay. Anything else you'd say?
Stole it.
And if I ask you, when are y'all going to Houston, you'd say, well, right now we're what to go next week.
Set to go.
Okay. Did you ever say you're aiming to go or fixing to go?
I usually just say fixing. I say that some.
Does fixing mean in the future or does it mean sort of immediately?
I'd be more inclined to say it if somebody asked, if you were to ask me when they're going to the such and such a place, and I'd say I'm fixing to go right now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I'd particularly use it if I was going to tell you next month. I can't see myself saying, well, I'm fixing to go next month.
Mm-hmm.
I might. It fits in all right.
Mm-hmm. Say a child learned something new. You wanted to know where she learned it. You'd say, who
taught you that?
And you'd say, I have just brought him a letter.
Written him a letter?
And yesterday he
wrote me a letter.
And tomorrow I'll
write him another letter.
And you say, I wrote him and it's time I was getting a
letter? Reply?
Okay. And you put the letter in the envelope and you take out your pen and you
address it.
Okay. Any old-fashioned way of saying that?
Post it.
Do you ever hear back it?
Mm-hmm. Oh, post it doesn't mean that,
uh-huh.
No.
I was going to write him, but I didn't know his
address.
And a child is always running and telling on other children. You call him a
tattletale?
Would you use that word about a grown person?
Nowadays?
Or did you ever hear it used about a grown person?
I don't think so. Usually kids.
Mm-hmm.
Tattletale. No, usually kids.
Did you ever hear the word pimp used to mean tattletale?
No.
Do you hear it in connection with prostitution? Or
yeah.
Any other meaning?
No, I'll tell you an expression about that, but you better not put on that tape.
What's that?
What to say about two guys that'll never make it in life? A nervous gambler and a jealous pimp. You better take that off that tape.